Good morning. Good morning. Okay, so our theme this morning is before being born. This is continuing with our theme from I am not born and I do not die. So we're gonna take another step into this adventure. Okay, so let's just take that breath and bringing to understanding that this is a journey of remembrance. There's nothing for us to attain, nothing to get, nothing to change. Nothing to find. All already is. And what I am now. I rest in the real. I rest in what is. No matter what the appearance may be, it unfolds within the vastness of awareness. And all is in vibration, an unfolding manifestation. All is perfect. Let us listen from within in remembrance. So just follow the breath and rest back in the silence of the heart. Life is. And we are naturally the flowing of it. Let us be still in knowing. So, I guess we've all wondered a little at some point along our way as to where did I come from? Where did I come from? Where was I before I recognized I was here? Well, I don't know. Some of us may have been told that mommy and daddy loved each other so much that we came to them. Some may have been told that the God story, that at conception, God put a soul into our body. There's some tribes and some cultures that believe before birth that the individual exists as an ancient ancestor. So many cultures that have systems about where they were before taking a birth into form again. So from arising out by a chance from a nothingness or being created by an all-powerful creator. Those are usually our choices as to how we came to this particular birth. So we're going to just lay aside those extremes, not from a nothingness and not from an all-powerful creator. We're just going to lay those aside. We're just going to make some space. Okay. And look at other, another variation. So we're letting go of the question for now. that something has done this, or that something has made me an individualization of something that was a part. We're letting go of speculations and dogma or old belief patterns, and we're going to just rest from any preconceptions we might have. Okay. And just take another look at another point of view, a point of view of consciousness. Consciousness. Okay. So let's follow a breath. We're going to open up some space for the heart and a clear mind. We're opening up to the flowing in the stream of life. We are in that flow. No matter where the body is at, no matter what the body is doing, no matter what the mind is thinking, we are always in the flowing of life that never ceases, either with a body or without a body. That flowing is a continuum. It doesn't stop. Okay? So take a little rest back, and I'm going to tell a story. Okay? I'm going to tell you a story. So just let it flow. Just let it be. So we're deciding that for this now moment, that consciousness is not fixed. It is not an unchanging entity, and it is not a soul. Okay? But rather that it is fluid and flowing like water. It is ever in movement and vibration, different levels, different frequencies, but always flowing. Now, this water, it may have begun its journey high up in a mountain. And as a snowflake that melted. And this visible beginning, this snowflake became visible at the top of a mountain. We'll call it Maureen Mountain. This snowflake came down to be visible. And as it melted, it began to trickle down to a pond. There's a pond called Peter Pond. And as the water filled the pond, it moved along and began to move faster and faster. Again, going down a slope, down a rapid. And this was called Rachel Rapids. Then the flow comes to a large, still lake. And this lake is called Larry Lake, where it flows along, coming to a steep drop. And the drop is called Karen Cliff. And over it flows, the water flowing and falling. And it is now called Frederick Falls. reaching now the bottom and mingling with the warm waters of a river. It's now called Raymond River, flowing, just flowing, as it merges with a great ocean called Omni Ocean. Okay. And having reached this vast ocean, it then, the experience of this beginning of this melting snow, this drop is drawn back up into the invisible altitude. And it stays there for a while until once more it takes shape and form as a droplet, as a snowflake on a high mountaintop. And perhaps we'll at this time call that mountain Mary Mountain. So it all started in the higher, invisible altitude. Then, when conditions were right, when up high in the invisible altitude into the atmosphere, when those conditions were right, it lowered frequency enough to be visible, coming into expression in form as snow, as a snowflake, and then as melting snow, becoming fluid like water. Okay. This is simple. Showing the continuity and the fluidity of life, of being, of flowing. Okay. That invisible altitude, it was always present, never went anywhere. Never created a snowflake and then went off somewhere. Okay. That snowflake, that form, was a direct emanation out of the flowing of the invisible field. The snowflake came into visible form, had many experiences along its way, and then returned back to fully, completely in knowingness to that higher invisible altitude. Okay. Now, we might not grasp the understanding of this right away, but with our devotion to practice and our experiencing, not just from the intellect, but also from the heart, right? We can see there is not a beginning and there is not a before. Because what was present when there wasn't a body is present also when there is a visible body. That is the continuum. That is the flowing. That is what we call eternality or eternity. Okay. Maybe that's what you call the mind of God, or maybe that's what you call something differently. But when we recognize this little story, we can see how this is what we are, what I am. Okay. Coming into visible expression, returning back to the invisible field, coming into invisible expression, turning back to the invisible field, coming back. But the continuum, the flowing of life never ceases. With a body, life. Without a body, life. With a body, life. Without a body, life. Life is. Life is. It does not depend upon a body mind to be the presence that is. Okay. So, like the water flowing with so many different names, it was continuously from that same mountaintop waters. It was the same drop, the same. No matter where it went in its journey, in its experience, it was the same mountaintop water, the same flowing past the scenes, scenery, the evergreens, or the snow, or deer, hawks, eagles. It was the same flowing past the villages, past the fields and rocks, the experience of flowing past peoples, the experience of flowing past other forms. It remained what it already was. It never became any of the experiences. It never became any of the names or descriptions that were placed upon it as it went through its journey. It remained flowing in its nature, not influenced by anything that was ascribed to it. This is a reflection of our journey. What we call before was the preparation to take form. And for many of us, while in form, we make preparation to be without form. Okay. So Where was the snowflake? I'm going to use before now. Before becoming visible. Where was it? Well, actually, it's in the field of infinite possibilities. To be or not to be, to be a snowflake or not to be a snowflake, that is the question. But when the conditions were right, it came into expression. It was in the higher invisible vibrations in the field of infinite probabilities. And it is waiting for the conditions to be the best for becoming into a snowflake form again. And that is the same place, so to say, that it always was and always is. Life isn't chopped up into having a life with a body and life without the body. It's not chopped up. It's all the same flowing life. Whether utilizing visible form or not using a visible form. Okay. Now, if there is no beginning, then there is no being born. To be born carries with it to die. So there has to be a beginning. I was born. That would be the beginning and the end because it's a dual nature, beginning and end. Then there would be the point where I would have to die. But given that there is no beginning, then there cannot be a birth. But then you might ask, but how does consciousness flow from one life experience to the next? Right? It's a continuum. It's always flowing, taking form, leaving form, taking form, leaving form. But how does consciousness go, flow from the one life experience to the next? Now, here, I don't know if many of you have had the experiences of like deja vu, like having done something already before, and this seems to be happening again. I don't know if you have a culture of rebirth or reincarnation. But in rebirth, okay, it's like a snowflake being reborn when the conditions are right for this flowing of consciousness. Now, I'm not speaking here of mind. Excuse me. I'm not speaking here of our conceptual ideas of being person and personality, and I am this and I am that, and I am hungry and I am tired. that particular personality is not in the stream. Okay. That particular concept only takes place when life assumes a form. Then we make up a personality so that we can declare that I am the body, and I am a young body, I'm an old body, I have a healthy body, I have an unhealthy body. Only those claims of what we call ego come while in form. And they only come due to a belief in being the body. So the consciousness, not person, not the concept, not the labeling. I am tall, I am short, I am young. None of that is the continuation of this streaming consciousness to take another form. What takes the form is the consciousness itself that is here right now, whether that is recognized or not recognized, because it may be veiled over yet, but that is the continuum. That is the flowing. It came into expression using this form. It will leave this form and continue its journey. Now that continuum of flowing, and again, it flows where there are periods of visibility. You cannot see consciousness, but you can see its expression. And then there are periods of invisibility. And that is what most people call he died, she died. She's not here anymore. She made her transition. She left the field. Whatever. But that is consciousness continuing its journey and flowing. You know, like kind of like the water flowing into a cave or into an underground spring. Still present, but not to the visibleness. Okay. And then at some point, it will leave that cave, or it will spring up somewhere, and it will become visible again. So consciousness has periods of taking up the body and periods where it lets the body go. Okay. And it flows in and out of visibility. And again, the thing to remember is that this flowing is a continuum, ever flowing. Now, the thing is, in order to know I am consciousness, the consciousness requires the body and the brain and the mind apps in order to experiencing being conscious, to experience knowing itself. The experiences uses the brain app, the mind app, So they're part of the process. And when they are no longer needed or the body form is no longer necessary, it is left to continue its journey. Okay. It's like I was telling someone the other day, sometimes I think we're on a fact-finding mission to gather intel and then return to headquarters and deliver everything that was found out. Okay, and then come out on another mission. It's like, yeah, seriously, all these experiences gathering, gathering knowing, gathering awarenesses of the different activities of body, mind, and this journey. So that anyway, before the awareness of forms and naming, we were just as we are now. Awareness, pure awareness. There wasn't a something I was before the body became visible, and I'm not a thing after, but a steady flowing continuum. Okay. So, our natural state is pure awareness. Consciousness comes into play. And hopefully begins to know the reality that I am consciousness. Neither body nor mind. I'm not the apps. I am what is aware of the apps, of the body, the mind, the formations. I am that. So you are this consciousness that is flowing right now. And you are the awareness that is present. So, since I am consciousness, I am pure awareness. Why does it seem that I am a person in a body? I hear a voice, what I call and term my voice, thoughts and thinking. Well, again, we have at our disposal all the apps that a body mind comes with, fully loaded. Okay. The best is high-tech programming we can imagine at the moment. Okay, so we have all of these apps. The apps so that conscious awareness can experience touch. Okay, you can't do that without a body. Okay, taste, sights and smells and hearing. Consciousness can experience the sensations and the feelings, the emotions. Through brain, mind, it is capable of reflection. Okay. Consciousness is then capable of contemplation, knowing, and understanding. But there's something that it doesn't come with. Okay. There's something that is not in the body, that is not in the mind, that is not in the brain, that is nowhere in invisibleness. There's one thing the body mind does not come with, and that is awareness. The body is incapable of being aware without awareness present that something is being experienced through the body or the mind. Just like now, the experience of listening is taking place in awareness. Indeed, you are aware of listening. So awareness is like the overseer. So you are aware of the awareness of listening. And it is in this field of awareness that there is the experience of visibility and invisibility. And it is in this field of flowing that it appears as if I am born and that I will die. In that field of flowing is the appearance. The bodily experience, the mind experience of born. But I cannot be born. I do not reside in the body. The body is residing within me. Okay. So I guess we could call being visible as being born and not being visible as death. But I feel that would be so misleading as to the nature of awareness and of the continuity of what is and the nature of life. Life is not born, life does not die. We have a conditioning to think that if we see flesh or plants or animals, that because there is that form and there is life. No. No. Okay. We are as the waters. We are flowing. Consciousness is a stream of flowing expressions and appearances and experiences. They're all in this stream. They're all in this flow. They are drawn to us and magnetized to us by our energies, our seeds that we plant. Okay. But we're not any of it. Okay. And consciousness is in awareness. And it is our nature being the streamingness of life, of consciousness. So, why does this streaming come to be aware of the space without a body and then take up a body? And again, for some cultures, they view this space without a body is something like a quiet time of review, a field of reviewing, okay? The field where consciousness, that is, each of us go to look over what had transpired in the time with this form. How'd I do? How would I do? So recognize that you are the teacher, you are the experiencer, and you are the reviewer. Okay. So we can see how the opportunities were met. How I, consciousness, and again, I'm speaking consciousness, not Mary, not the Mary concept, not that, but how consciousness is doing in awakening. How am I doing in my recognition that I am? Okay. And it is all loving, it is all understanding. To meet this requirement that I come into recognition of my rightful identity. So it's not a time of regrets. It's not a time of reward or punishment. It is just an honest review. Which may lead then back to taking up another form to do more work. Okay. To actually present my being, myself, with opportunities to grow. And some of those opportunities being that will be presented are they're going to be based on those seeds that I planted and the seeds I cultivated. Okay. It's like the difference between the seed of compassion and the seed of unkindness, hatefulness. Okay, those are seeds, those are energies. To cultivate the seed of knowing self. And through the reviewing, we decide which type of parents and siblings and children and countries. We make a plan for the mission, so to speak. Areas that need work. Let's put some opportunities for that. Okay. And we do that when the conditions are right. I consciousness will animate another form. And work through that that plan. So the idea here is to grow in understanding and in living as the reality that is my being, that is consciousness. It isn't mine, it isn't yours, it just is. It is what it is. The continuum of life flowing. So I think we went over karma in another get together, but that is what the review is. Looking at where things could have gone better, had there been more attention, more awareness, but it is the seeds that is going to bring those opportunities. It is the energy planted, and those energies draw to us the opportunities for our spiritual growth. But before the body, there's that word. And after the body, and there's that word, I will remain as the presence of pure awareness. Actually, we can't really do anything else. I've said it many times, we can't not be what we already are. And an apple can't not be an apple just because it doesn't know it's an apple. It still is going to be what it is. Whichever state of understanding is going on. So I remain as the presence of pure awareness, and I remain as life continuing its flowing. Millennia after millennia, I am that. Righty. All right. You ready for questions, for comments? And did we go deep enough, or do you need more on that? Yes, love. First of all, I was very distracted by what was going on in my body. So I kind of feel like I want to really listen to this again. But I have a question about a couple of things. Consciousness is in awareness, or is consciousness awareness?
Well, there is a field of awareness that is what is given beyond the field of consciousness. Consciousness is available through the apps. Consciousness animates the form, but behind all of that is awareness, so to speak. But it's not actually behind it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It confuses me a little bit having all these segments.
No, not really. Consciousness is streaming. That's the flow. That's the flow. That's the flow. Now, consciousness is streaming. It animates a body form, right? Okay.
It's the
Okay.
presence
Okay.
of an
But,
animating presence. Okay.
right. Yeah. Okay. Are you aware of that?
Am.
Okay. Okay.
So this consciousness. In my experience of what is happening, and I'm seeing it more and more, is that this consciousness is alive, very alive, and it's operating, it's moving, and it's bringing into me what I need. I don't need to I just need to be that.
Do what?
I just need to, there is no I doing this.
Right.
I'm getting to,
Yeah.
yeah. I think I just need to not say anything. There is too many pieces. I just need to let them.
Yeah,
But
beautiful.
it was kind of interesting this morning. I woke up and I put on this meditation, and I observed myself trying like this was going to get me someplace, and I had to like stop, Kate. It's not anything from out there. It's in here.
Yeah.
It's I am my own. This consciousness is is my teacher. I just need to be
Yeah.
that, be it. I don't know. I gave myself a lecture. It's like, stop listening to everything out here. Just listen within. And I see how there's like some resistance to that.
Oh, okay. That's good to see it. It's good to see it.
Yeah, I see it. It's
Yeah.
almost like a little, like a blind spot where I'm not totally letting go into it.
Well, we do hold that feeling because we're listening to thoughts as being
Yeah.
truth. that we perpetuate that feeling that there is a person here that needs to do something to get to where they want to be. You know, I'm on my spiritual journey. I want to be awakened consciousness. I want to know myself as consciousness. You know, and those are the thoughts that stream, you know, about doing that. And it's about doing and getting and having. See, all of those human, what we would call the human attributes, you know, I want, I need, I gotta get, you know. So those thoughts are, it's perpetuating that same merry-go-round only with a spiritual flavor. Don't want the new car, don't want the, you know, the swimming pool placed in the ground, don't want to go to, you know, I don't have those wants, but mind will take up. Okay, now we want spiritual, you know. I want to know myself as consciousness. I want to do this, I want to do that. Same record, just a different little story. Now the story is wanting spiritual. So we see that and we lay that aside as well. I already am what I am. Period. End of conversation. Yeah. I already am what I am. And leave it like that. You know, just leave it. Just recognize, no, I already am what I am. There's nothing more to the conversation. And so then the mind begins its play. It'll, no, put the needle back on the record and do that. And now that is when you take that breath. Oh, I see what's going on. And you take that breath and you rest in that. Huh, no, I already am what I am. Even that too, after much devotion, will just fade away. It will just be stillness. But these are some of the devotions that we do. We're prepping. But it keeps us in a reminder that I already am what I am. I don't need these words and thoughts to tell me who I am. I know I already am because I rest in my heart. I feel the peace. I feel the stillness. I feel the silence. I am aware of the silence of my being. I'm aware of it. So I don't need these thoughts to tell me who I am. I know who I am. I know because I've experienced it in my heart. Now, mind might come back and say, well, that wasn't quite deep enough. You have to go deeper, and that's BS too. So you go through the same thing. Nope, already am what I am. Neither high or deep, that I'm already it. So I learned how to, you know, challenge the thoughts, challenge that mind. Don't just, we can't just take this crap laying down, you know.
Yeah, you got
No,
it. Can't be a wimp.
gotta challenge those thoughts. You
Thank you, Mary. I
know?
need
You're welcome, love.
I need a
Oomph.
little bop on the head today.
Little oomph. Okay, love. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome, my love.
Oof.
So now, do you kind of know where you were before the form, before the visible? Kind of know where you were? Okay. And why you were? Again, all of those can go much deeper. So just kind of getting the overlay, so to speak. Okay. Any others? Comments? Questions?
You just say thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you. All right, then let's call this one complete. Let us pray. Most beloved self, blessed am I in love, the light of compassion and understanding shine from my heart. I joyfully release this body and mind from bondage. I rest in the reality of life, my being, my love, my joy. I rest from suffering. I rest from birth and death. I am as I am, happy and free. Om Amen Namaste.